Number one.
Back when I was a jailbird, I was known as prisoner number 280.
Clue number two.
I got married at the young age of 14 because I was a bad biatch.
Clue number three.
I'm often associated with a literary cliche.
Clue number four.
C'est la vie. I tried to make my people like me.
Evan, Marie Antoinette.
That's correct.
Wow.
She went to jail?
Yeah.
After? I thought they were just kind of...
In the revolution, she was in jail.
Yeah, okay. Cool.
Well done, Evan.
Clue number one.
With respect to Boston and Washington, D.C., I'm quite big.
Clue number two.
I became well known in 1950.
Clue number three.
I'm found near cities all over the world.
Clue number four.
In Charlotte, North Carolina, they call me Metrolina.
Clue number five.
I'm biggest in the U.S. near New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago.
Oh, Annie, Metro Amtrak?
Incorrect.
Oh.
Okay. Ian? Metropolitan area?
That is correct.
Metrolina.
Great ones to start. Well done, Ian.
Let's rock. Let's rock today.
Number three.
Clue number one.
I was born in Czechoslovakia.
Clue number two.
My family and I passed through Ellis Island in 1948.
Clue number three.
I am fluent in English, French, Russian, and Czech.
Clue number four.
In 1982, I began working at George Washington University as a professor.
Clue number five.
In 1993, I was appointed as the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations.
Clue number six.
Final clue. In 1997, I became the first woman to be Secretary of State.
Oh, Annie, Madeleine Albright.
Yeah, that is correct.
I'm embarrassed.
I'm embarrassed as well. I don't know. I didn't know clue number or item number one or three.
I had no idea. Who knew she was Czech?
I know. I thought it was very interesting as well.
You did.
I didn't.
Oh.
I did.
You were a little slow.
Evan's just letting people have one right now. So everybody feels good at the beginning of the game. He's getting out his spanking hand out of his pocket right now.
Number four.
Clue number one.
My conception can be traced back to the Industrial Revolution.
Clue number two.
Ian, machine automation.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Bold.
But that's an interesting choice.
Clue number three.
I was described as new and unexpected when I was in my prime.
Clue number three.
Some people appreciate me. Some people don't understand me.
David, modern art.
That's correct.
Oh.
Similar to machine automation.
The Industrial Revolution is a real red herring there.
True.
Number five.
Clue number one.
My father and I were born of the same name.
Clue number two.
I starred in a Broadway musical that didn't do very well. I don't really like to talk about it.
Clue number three.
My initials at birth were CC, but I ditched that name.
Ian.
Oh!
Muhammad Ali.
That's correct.
And That was number five, correct?
That was number five, so should we...
Yeah, wait, hold on.
What are our scores?
That was crazy.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, it went for 4 days, and then it was canceled because it was bad.
Wait, what was it?
It was while he was out of the ring for 3 years. So he was trying to find other work, I guess.
That's actually unbelievable. Wow.
Score update?
Yeah, what's the score?
Also, I wondered, are we doing 10 or 12?
I have 12.
Awesome. I have one.
I have two.
Zero.
One.
One.
Even field so far. Number six.
Clue number one.
Religious pluralism and ethnic diversity are important to me.
Clue number two.
Giovanni Di Verrazzano and Henry Hudson were my buddies back in the day.
Giovanni and Henry. My boys.
Clue number three.
I know the second word. I know the second word.
I can be associated with iconic modernity and also Amish folk.
Clue number four.
I was on both sides of the Civil War.
Ooh!
Wait.
So, should we go to the next clue, or?
Clue number five.
I have a divergent tectonic plate boundary that shares my name.
Clue number six.
I'm made up of Delaware, Washington, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Ian.
Mid-Atlantic.
There we are.
I was really thinking person for a while there.
What do you mean friends with?
They majorly explored that area. Yeah.
Like everybody in the person thinking. But then when you said both sides of the Civil War, it was just
clues.
I tried to make things trickier because things were going too easily last week. You guys didn't get to hear all the great clues that I wrote.
It was really easy.
If I'm going to write six clues for everything, I want you guys to hear them.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
I want to point out that there's a hyphen between Mid and Atlantic.
Nah. Not the one that I looked up.
I've seen it both.
Mid space Atlantic?
Yeah, it said Mid Atlantic.
I apologize.
www.google.com?
Yes, it was on Wikipedia.
Thank you. Repudiated source.
Who donates to Wikipedia?
Are you making fun of people who donate to Wikipedia?
I donated to Wikipedia.
Yeah, it's a great thing to do.
Clue number seven. Or excuse me, number seven.
Yeah.
Clue number one.
I'm 94 years old, but I don't look a day over 26.
Clue number two.
I'm a woman of many talents.
Clue number three.
I've been criticized for being racist and sexist since
Annie,
the 1960s.
Maya Angelou?
No.
Damn.
That's what I was going to say.
Thank you. I'm going to use it.
She's been criticized for being racist
and
sexist?
Honestly, I feel like she she is very much a proponent of anti-racism and anti-sexism. But I feel like some of her things are like pretty controversial, so I feel like someone along the lines might have.
Sure.
Damn.
Does she look like she's still 26?
In my opinion.
Just asking.
You know.
Clue number four.
Currently, I am known as Betty Cantrell.
Clue number five.
I wear a crown and a sash.
Evan, Miss America.
That's correct. Oh.
Nice.
That's a good one.
Spanked.
Number eight.
Clue number one.
You don't want your girlfriend doing me.
Clue number two.
I can be a euphemism.
Evan, messing around.
That's true. That's correct.
All right, now I'm warmed up.
Jeez.
Evan and Ian both with three, correct?
Yeah.
Number nine.
Clue number one.
Oh, man. I get excited about electronics.
Clue number two.
I'm a real jewel at parties. I usually light the place up.
Clue number 3.
I'm named after a French mathematician and physicist.
Clue number 4.
I'm equivalent to 1,000th or 0.001 coulombs per second.
Ian. David.
Ian.
Mega amp.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Milliamp.
Correct. Whoops.
As soon as I said that, I was like... Oh. I did take all my civil engineering classes in the bottom of this building. Wow.
Can you repeat the last...
milliamp does have a hyphen in it. I'm sorry. I didn't know that was a rule.
No. I wondered, what is a milliamp?
It's the current. It's like the unit for currents through.
MA. Yes.
Milliamp.
What did I say?
I hate an electrical engineer.
It's technically a milliampere.
Yes.
And that's who it was named
mega
after.
Amp. I was thinking
the
of
guy's
a
name was
giant
Ampere.
Amplifier.
Is it number 10 now?
Yeah.
Number 10.
Clue number 1.
I was born in 1960 in San Diego.
Clue number 2.
I retired at age 37 from my fast-paced career.
Clue number 3.
No big deal or anything, but I'm in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Evan, Marcus Allen.
That's correct. You didn't even let me get to the OJ thing.
I'm sorry.
Let's hear it.
I may have slept with my friend's wife. I realized it wasn't such a good idea when he famously murdered her.
That wasn't in the show.
He was messing around.
It was in episode 2.
Was it?
Yeah. That's how I heard about it. This is the one I verified with Tim, my coworker, before finalizing.
Darn it.
Alrighty.
What's the scores?
Evan has 4.
One for me.
I have 2.
0.
I have 3, which is also the same number of items I just don't know at all after we hear the answers. Who's Marcus Allen? Yeah.
He's like a pro football player. He was like a running back for the Chiefs and the Raiders.
Wide receiver?
Running back.
He's a running back. Yeah.
The Raiders.
I read so much about it.
Oh, it's true.
Is this the last clue?
This is number 11. Oh, okay. So if Evan gets this, he locks it up. I have to get this to stay alive. As do you.
Yeah. No, I would be okay if somebody else got it that wasn't me, right?
Or Evan.
Right. What? Yeah. That's what I meant, Evan.
If you want to tie.
I'd rather get spanked.
Number 11.
Clue number 1.
Between the ages of 8 and 13, I didn't talk to anyone. My teacher and family friend helped me find my voice again by showing me the world of books.
David. Maya Angelou.
I was going to come. I was
no.
On that not?
Is that like a... No, it is correct. But how is that? Is that like a well-known fact?
No, he was new.
That is a well-known name by Andy.
Yeah.
Well, I knew... I switched
I
it out.
No,
my
I
first...
Those, books, I was like,
listen, my first
those
clue
ones
was...
Are tough.
My yeah. first clue was actually not that. It was I was born in Missouri in 1928 and decided to switch. I decided to switch it because I was like, it's going to be too obvious because you already said Maya Angelou, so you got her on the brain. Also, Maya Angelou was coming up right after that time that you were going to say it, that you said it before. I
that
threw,
was,
it,
yeah,
threw it down
it
the
back.
List. So I was like, maybe she'll forget.
David didn't.
I still have one more on my mind. I'm just going to ring in.
What is it, Annie?
You got to do it.
Don't tell
wait
us.
Wait till the clue one.
Okay.
I'm wondering what it is.
Okay. You already know what
number
it is.
Number 12.
Well, cool. I know what mine is.
Number 1.
I was a military man.
No.
I don't know what you...
I was going to say martial arts.
Oh. Interesting.
Who's that?
That'd be a great one.
That would have...
That was the first one I thought of when you said MA. And the only one.
Masters of arts, but that one was crossed off the list.
Yeah, there's an
oven.
There's an
oven
in the middle.
Clue number 2.
My tensions with another leader surrounding my affair with his sister were a main cause of a civil war.
Whoa. Clue number three.
I was a member of the Second Triumvirate in the Roman Empire.
Evan, Marcus Aurelius.
Ah! No.
Ah. What? It's not?
It's not?
It's not Marcus Aurelius.
Oh, wow.
Thank God.
Evan's out.
Ah.
Yes.
Marcus Aurelius was an emperor after, like, Octavian.
There was a lot of commotion. Could we hear that clue again?
I was a member of the Second Triumvirate in the Roman Empire.
Now,
it might not have been the Roman Empire. Sorry.
What?
This is a clarification.
It might not have been called that at the time.
Oh.
This is a clarification. I said David, albeit after Evan. Am I forced then?
No, no.
Okay. You haven't. No, so. I don't think so.
Oh yeah, you got this power. You can still chime in.
I think. Yeah.
Was that clue number two?
That was clue number three.
Cool.
Clue number four.
Cleopatra was a fine lady. I wined and dined her sweet
Annie,
design.
Oh, Marcus Anthony?
Yes.
Mark Anthony. No, Marcus.
That's Marcus Antonius, or Mark Anthony is what we call him these days.
Cool. Cha-ching.
Nice.
Should've got Maya Angelou, too.
Behind every man is a strong woman.
So who won?
I won.
Evan defended his crown today. Well done, my man.
Congratulations.
You would have tied it, though, if you had gotten that one, right?
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah. I needed you to get that one.
Yep, no problem.
What song do you want as your prize?
Cute by Dram with dots between the letters. D
is that
dot.
An appropriate for the radio song?
I believe so.
Sounds pretty cute, then.
It's really adorable.
It's super cute.
No, that shit just happens. But by her reaction, you would think I've been the man. You make it look easy. Even though it's cliche, I saw you on your Instagram. And I think you're cute. I think you're cute. Oh, yes, I do. I think you're cute. I think you're cute. I think you're cute. Cool, I'll pick you up at 8. We can really do a little something. We can really do a little something, baby. Look at this pretty face, it drives me crazy. And I'm staring. That should never have another boyfriend. I get jealous. Yeah, I'm almost ready in love, but I get crazy as a felon. I choose you, now you have to deal. But you're so cute, you can make me chill.
I think you're cute.
something. If it's cool, I'll pick you up at 8. We can really do a little something. We can really do a little something, baby. Look at this pretty face, it drives me crazy.
Price tag on almost everything. Whether you drive a shiny new 1952 model or a pre-war jalopy, you had to pay the price. And when you're driving that car, remember that speed also has its price. The price tag on speed violations last year was 15,000 killed and 500,000 injured. This year, thousands of lives can be saved if you and millions of other motorists come to the sober realization that speed is the biggest killer on the highways and resolve to slow down before you or someone else pays the price that must be paid for it. You can do your part by keeping within speed limits. At all times, drive as though your life depends on it. It does.
Welcome back. This is David Green McVitie.
This is DJ Shell.
And this is Dancing. We're about to do a hyperbole segment with Ian O'Malley, a three-time initials contestant and one of the coolest guys I know.
Three-time Spanky.
Well said.
Three-time loser. But winner in our hearts.
The way the hyperbole segment works is we're going to be shooting rapid-fire questions at Ian, and he's going to respond with the period of his life that this association comes to mind. So the options are since college, high school, junior high, or prior to junior high, perhaps elementary school, perhaps before that. So an example is I might say favorite sporting event attended, and for myself, it would be high school Twins. What do you think, Ian? You up to it?
Is that the last time they won?
Ooh. It is. Coming from a Cubs fan enjoying newfound success, correct?
Ooh. Red Sox fan with a Cubs hat.
Ooh. I got to know more about that in a little bit. That's awesome, man. Ian, you ready to rock?
Yeah, let's rock. Let's rock today.
Back and forth, just all the mm-hmm.
Hardest academic period.
College, junior year, fall.
Longest you've been wasted.
Oh, also college, junior year, fall, Corey Diamant.
Favorite sports moment as a player?
I'm going to have to go with elementary school diving catch.
Worst haircut.
All my life until I was 16. Bowl cut.
If best, you guys see that. Song. Oh, okay. Best song.
Oh, best song? My entire life, but Ain't No Mountain is the best song.
Closest encounter with a moose?
I would say that was last year at Catan with you, David.
Best date. Ooh.
My current girl, Emily Bartlett. I wish she was here.
Biggest splurge.
Soccer ball.
Best haircut.
Best haircut? The one right after the worst haircut. I talked to girls after that. Seriously, it's not a joke.
Did they talk back?
Well, not at first, but
he got rolling. Best concert.
Middle school, Kings of Leon, Lost Lonely Boys.
Best main memory.
Bartlett's Island in Acadia, high school.
Best group of friends.
High school, Bartlett's Island, Acadia.
Amazing family moment.
Dinner. Every night with my parents.
Best nickname.
For me? E for my dad.
Worst purchase.
I'm drawing a blank here. I make great purchases. All the time.
Best purchase. Mediocre purchase.
Maybe this shirt. I didn't buy the shirt. The belt. The belt was a pretty good purchase.
Good
this is
purchase.
A pretty good belt. Yep.
Well, that was a hard one to come up with. How about this one? Best looking guy.
How is that Jordan related Stinson. To his time?
Thanks, E. We'll figure out what we're going to follow up with. But in the meantime, let's kiss that segment goodbye.
Make it right.
we've decided we're going to ask Ian about his best main memory.
What was the other question that I answered that to as well?
Best group of friends.
Oh, best group of friends in high school. Yeah, so in high school, there's like five of us. Me, my buddy Yates, Max, Don, and Boosh. Max, actually, his mom, when we were in eighth grade, remarried into the Rockefeller family, remarried Richard Rockefeller, and they have an island in Acadia National Park because they kind of donated all the money to create the park. So we would go up there, the five of us, like each summer during high school, and we'd drive up to Bar Harbor, like 4 hours of jamming in Max's minivan, and then get up there. The guy would come over, pick us up in a little boat, bring all our stuff over. We go to one of the little cabins on the far ends of the island, pretty big island, maybe a few miles long, and we just hang out. We just hang out, drink. We cut trails during the day. Yeah, it was like every morning we wake up at like 9 a.m.
What's that mean, cut trails?
Cut trails. We'd like, so typical days, like we'd wake up, we'd all work out together because we're getting ready for high school soccer preseason. Then afterwards, we'd make like a big breakfast, then we'd go do something else active before we started drinking at like 1 p.m. So it's like...
You're talking about Mountain Dews, right?
Yeah. Sodas, dude, sodas. And cutting trails is like the island was like, we'd make new trails basically. So we'd bring all the equipment out with like Richard and Max or whoever else was out there, and we just like literally create new trails, cutting down trees and brush and machetes in the jungle type of stuff. The main jungle.
It's like Survivor.
For you, what was the best part of those days? Or was each part uniquely enjoyable? Was it like every gearing up for the drinking, or were the times prior to the drinking equally fun?
I'd say they were all really fun, but like once it's just such a good feeling. I mean, David, you and I have that feeling all the time. When you get something like your workout out of the way first, it makes the rest of the day really good. So it's like when we get back to our little cabin at like 1 p.m. and we're just like ready to have the rest of the like 10, 11, 12 hours to just drink and play bocce and like light off fireworks and, you know, do other stuff. I don't know.
That was huge.
Yeah, it was huge. Yeah, it was a pretty radical time.
That's awesome.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate you sharing that stuff with us.
Yeah, thank you.
Like, it's supposed to be really intense.
It kind of hurts your body a little. Like, I kind of can't eat anything afterwards for a few days.
I'm just glad they have free dog stroller parking downstairs.
Yeah, but why do we have to keep it downstairs?
Is my dog safe?
I don't know. I mean...
Big Frida coming one more time! Big Frida coming one more time!
Girl, down!
Big Frida coming one more time!
Girl, down!
Big Frida coming one more time! Excuse! I don't mean to be rude, but give me that mic, let me do what I do! Excuse! I don't mean to be rude, but give me that mic, let Frida come through! Wobble, wobble, get back!
What a song. Glad it's over. All right. And we're back. And
you awake yet? Welcome back.
We're ready for our final segment, which is a little bit different than the traditional six picks, Shell's six picks. Now it's Shell and David's six picks from 2006. And we're going back 10 years. We're picking six jams from 2006. And
we both scoured the Billboard Top 100. And we're going to go back and forth playing about 45 seconds of one. We're going to go back and forth with each of our choices. Michelle, you want to start?
I sure do.
Staring at the blank page before you open up.
On my six as well. Great choice.
So are you going to play it also?
Just give it a little more time.
Michelle, that was a great start. Let's keep it going.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
shit.
Ain't ready for this.
Oh shit.
Give me love you long time. All my girls get down on the floor. Back to back, drop it down real loud. I'm such a lady, but I'm dancing like a house. Cause you know I don't give a fuck, so here we go.
Ditto.
I'm curious to see what our non-crossover songs are.
Bless your soul.
You really think you're in control? Well, I think you're crazy. I think you're crazy. I think you're crazy. Just like me.
Yeah.
My heroes have the heart to lose their lives. I wanna live. And all I remember is thinking I wanna be like them.
Keep it rolling, bit with B. And of course, the slimmest of thugs.
Get down with the gangsters. Go ahead, girl, put some back and some neck up on it. While I stand up in the background and check up on it.
Oh boy, you're looking like you like what you see. Won't you come over and check up on it? I'ma let you work up on it. Ladies, let him check up on it. Watch it while he check up on it. Dip it, pop it, talk it, stop it, check on me. If you got it, flown it, boy, I know you want it. While I turn around you, watch me check up on it. Who you watching me shake it? See it in your face, but you can't take it. It's blazing. You watch me in amazement. You can look at it as long as you don't rag it. If you don't go bragging, I'ma let you have it. You think that I'm teasing, but I ain't got no reason. I'm sure that I can please you, but first I gotta read you. Ooh, boy, you're looking like you like what you see. Won't you come over and check up on it? I'ma let you work up on it. Ladies, let him check up on it. Watch it while he check up on it. Tip it, pop it, talk it, stop it, check.
And here's number three from me.
So keep on giving it up. Tell your mother.
Ain't No Other Man by Christina Aguilera.
Questionable.
Listen to the vocals on this song.
That's very true. She can wail. Seconds into the song, you've already convinced me. I don't think I gave it a chance in 2006. This is actually number five for me. I also had both Unwritten and Crazy. Gotta give Ye some
something that you need to have. And when she leave your ass,
this is my next one too.
18 years, and on her 18th birthday found out it wasn't his. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Get down, girl, gon' head get down. Get down, girl, gon' head get down. Get down, girl, gon' head get down. Girl, go ahead. Now I ain't saying you a gold digger. You
got it coming in at a different part, though. Smoke, I wanted the 18 years.
You go out to eat, you can't pay, y'all can't leave.
I love the saxophone. I think it's actually a DJ making that. But in high school, I played it on baritone sax as part of a concert. And you gon' keep calling and crying, but you stay right, girl. And when you get on,
only leave your ass for a white girl. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down.
And here's my song number 5-2, because my next one was Madonna, a true classic, Hung Up. I did not know the song came out 10 years ago, and it is still 100% a jam. I know your face is saying no, but you're wrong.
I just feel like I'm having sugar thrown in my face.
Waiting for your call, baby, night and day.
Keep this playing, but my next selection will remind you a lot of this. Michelle, any guesses as to what I'm going to be pulling out next?
It's not my number 6.
A hint is that Crazy Bone is involved.
Does Ian have an idea? Let's hear it.
You have the right to remain static.
This was one of my choices, but I took it off for my final song.
They
see me rolling, they
hating, patrolling. The syncopation on this beat is pretty damn unique. Trying to kiss me riding dirty, trying to kiss me riding dirty, trying to kiss me riding dirty.
My music's so loud, I'm swinging. It's also a classic jam that will be remembered for years to come.
2006, pretty stacked.
I wish I had picked a different song for my number 6, because I don't think it's going to be like an upper jam. I really like the song. She like cola next to the PlayStation controller. If a full trip, then I'm going to show you. Send a jack into. I can already see the face you're going to make. Crazy bone, trying to make your money, trying to have no babies. Ride clean as well, so I pull in ladies. Laws on patrol, and you know they hate me. Music turned all the way up into the maximum. I got speak with some boys, try to jack with some, but we packing something that we have for them. We'll have a player locked up in the maximum security cell. I'm gripping oak. Music loud, and I'm tipping slow. Tea steady twisting like hit this smoke. Police pull it right behind while we sitting low. Yo. Windows down, gotta stop pollution. Change boys like who was there producing. That's the plan skills when we out and cruising. Got warrants in every city except Houston. I really like this slight change up. Oh, the number of times this was played in my cousin's basement in Des Moines, Iowa. I couldn't estimate, but it was certainly in the triple digits. This is WMFO in Medford, and this is Dancing.
Thanks for listening. I'm David Green McVitie.
I'm DJ Shell.
And we hope you enjoyed. If you have any suggestions for us, let us know. But we'll be back next week with similar segments and similarly cool people.
I still hear your voice when you sleep next to me. I still feel your touch in my dream. Forgive me my weakness, but I don't know why. Without you, it's hard to survive. 'Cause every time we touch, I get this feeling. And every time we kiss, I swear I could fly. Can't you feel my heart beat fast? I want this to last. Need you by my side. 'Cause every time we touch, my sky. They wipe away tears that